Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood is in turmoil, but they are recommitting to the priority of abortion, not health care, abortion. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. This issue, Matt, is very revealing with regards to what's happening inside of Planned Parenthood. The former president, Leanna Wynne, also claims to be a medical doctor. She has a medical degree, apparently has practiced medicine, became the president of Planned Parenthood. Now, in one of her statements, she said that abortion is the core mission of Planned Parenthood. But apparently that's not enough. She actually now has written a letter stating why the board terminated her in a secret meeting. And it's because the board and others did not feel that she was aggressive enough in prioritizing abortion as the core issue of Planned Parenthood.
Right. And there was also quite a bit of talk, and there were reports that she was not radical enough and she was not willing to acknowledge the well-known reality, folks, that men can have abortions, or that is trans women, and that's women or men pretending to be women, should have equal access to abortion. So Planned Parenthood, I mean, they've been, you know, an abortion mill and been responsible for millions and millions of deaths, but they have completely gone off the deep end. And we've known all along that abortion is what Planned Parenthood is all about. They are abortion, and she wasn't willing to push that enough for them.
And she actually speaks in a letter, in her farewell message, and also she has published a statement as to why she left. And she begins by saying, "I believe abortion is about health care, not politics. Many of my colleagues disagreed." She also says that while the traditional approach has been through prioritizing advocating for abortion rights, I long believed that the most effective way to advance reproductive health is to be clear that it is not a political issue, but a health care one. She says, I believe we could expand support for Planned Parenthood and ultimately for abortion access by finding common ground with the large majority of Americans who can unite behind the goal of improving the health and well-being of children. But obviously, the board and the Planned Parenthood constituents disagreed. They have admitted, really, and she is very transparent, that even though she's very radical pro-abortion, even though she stated that abortion is the core mission of Planned Parenthood, that she wanted to provide greater support for Planned Parenthood by not focusing on abortion so she could get greater access to abortion by prioritizing, by emphasizing alleged health care that Planned Parenthood supposedly provides, which we know it doesn't. But that was her attempt. And they said, no, we don't want you to make Planned Parenthood apolitical. It is a political organization. Apparently, that's why they fired her. She wasn't political enough. And we don't want to emphasize health care or caring for women's well-being and the well-being of children. We want to prioritize abortion. And the reason is because that's always been their core mission, but they are now, Holly, running scared because, in fact, in her statement, she said, 7 states have passed laws banning abortion before many women even know that they are pregnant. And she goes on to say, the Trump administration announced that it would start enforcing a gag rule that would prohibit doctors and nurses working in federally funded clinics from referring patients to abortion. So they see the money flowing away, and they're now wanting to focus more on the issue of abortion. She wanted to, as she saw the challenges Planned Parenthood is facing, she wanted to expand public acceptance of it by focusing on other issues. And the board said, no, you need to focus on abortion. It is a political issue. It is our primary issue.
Well, first of all, she's not living in reality. Here she's a medical doctor, but she's using the euphemism that abortion is health care. They want to provide health care. That has nothing to do with the health of women or children. And so you know the bottom line for Planned Parenthood. It has always been about the dollar. They are greedy for the dollar. So you see them scrambling. Like you mentioned, the gag rule, or which is actually Trump administration's protect life rule, which is taking about $60 million away from Planned Parenthood. Thankfully, our taxpayer money is not going to be going to killing babies and harming women. You saw about five of their senior officials leave after she was appointed president. So you know they're scrambling. You know they're panicking about what they're going to do.
And they left, obviously, because they didn't like the direction that she was taking.
Absolutely, because they want to make the money. You know, these abortions are making them a tremendous amount of money, and then they're selling the baby body parts and making even more money.
You know, Matt, in the movie Unplanned, it talks about the one who is the abortion worker in Houston tells Abby Johnson that abortion is their core mission. That's how they get their funding. That's how Planned Parenthood stays afloat. And what she did was she came into a Planned Parenthood organization. After the videos by David Layden and Sandra Merritt were revealed to the world about the brutal selecting, harvesting of baby body parts, and then providing those to other entities for sale to the public. And one of those entities actually created a body parts catalog. As a result of that information, there have been investigations in the United States House, the United States Senate. There have been states that have defunded Planned Parenthood. There's been litigation over that. And there's been the Trump administration changing some of the policies that were input by President Obama that would allow the states to defund Planned Parenthood. And so Planned Parenthood has been losing money. And in the public's eye, it has had a black eye. And consequently, when she came in, she decided from a marketing standpoint. It was really from a marketing standpoint. Yes, abortion is our core mission. She said that. But what I want to do to expand public's support of Planned Parenthood is emphasize breast screening and other kinds of things that she says Planned Parenthood does. It does it only in a small fraction. I want to be able to talk about those things. Therefore, people will love Planned Parenthood more, mm-hmm. greater support. And then obviously we provide abortion, so they'll have more abortion. And the board said, no, you're not our person.
Yeah.
And they terminated her in a secret meeting. They are doubling down on the issue of abortion. It is for them politics, power, and it is the promotion of death and money.
And money. And isn't it ironic? I saw a headline when the story came out. I don't even know if they intended it. Planned Parenthood presidency terminated after 8 months. It's got to be a play on words.
Yeah.
And we don't mean to make light of what abortion is, but the irony, it can't be missed. And so in other words, Matt, she was wanted to continue with the euphemistic propagandist language that Planned Parenthood is known for in the past and the pro-abortion lobby, trying to distract from the reality of live dismemberment of children, and that is their core Hitlerian mission. She wanted to continue down the path of euphemistic propaganda, and instead I think Planned Parenthood has become so emboldened by the radical left that they're said, you know what, let's just take the gloves off. No more trying to hide what we're really all about. We need to focus on the political reality and benefits associated with our baby killing practices. And she said, yeah, so there's the disagreement.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Planned Parenthood spent $30 million trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. So, you know, they are very much into the political scene. And of course, Hillary was very much for Planned Parenthood in partnership with them. So that's, you know, like you said, they're doubling down to get their core mission fulfilled.
And here's what she says toward the end of her written statement. In the end, I was asked to leave for the same reason I was hired. I was changing the direction of Planned Parenthood. Changing the direction, even though abortion was its core, is its core mission, she wanted to focus on some other things to broaden public support. Well, that was changing the direction of Planned Parenthood. That is why she was terminated. This is a radical pro-death organization. Not a single dollar of taxpayer money should be going to Planned Parenthood. Pray for us as we continue to fight for Sandra Merritt. We will likely be going to a lengthy trial later this fall. Pray for Sandra. Pray for our legal team. It's quite expensive. We encourage you to pray for us, and you can support Liberty Counsel by going to our website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.